GEG monitoring.
KF4NXY, David.
This is Scott. How you doing this morning?
Good. I've been, you know, tinkering around here for a little while and got me some coffee and switched over a glass of Diet Pepsi and made me a ham and cheese sandwich and got a doctor's appointment this afternoon, and that's about my day.
Too bad. I don't know about the doctor's appointment, but the rest of it doesn't sound too bad.
Not bad. I think the weather's going to be fairly decent. I get a chance, I might get out on the motorcycle, do a little ride.
Better.
I keep saying I'm going to do that, and always some little something comes up that I got to do, and ride the motorcycle gets pushed on the back burner, but I think I'm going to do my best to get it on the front burner today.
One of these days I'm going to get me one of those. I had one a little while back, but the second wife made me get rid of it. But I miss it. It's the closest thing I had to flying ever since I got my pilot's license.
Yeah, I got a nephew. He's a pilot. He was going to be a missionary pilot, fly the missionaries into remote areas. Somehow that didn't work out. Anyway, that's a fun feeling, being up in a small plane and just kind of looking around. And, I tell people, with the motorcycle, that's my wind therapy. I don't quite like two wheels and out in the country, and just, it's just real relaxing.
Kirby Mountain Roads, going up like 178 to the Blue Ridge Parkway, driving up and down the Blue Ridge Parkway, and I never made it over to Dragon's Tail, but, some of these roads going up Caesar's Head and 178 and stuff, those were pretty fun.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that Dragon's Tail myself sometimes. I don't know if I'll ever get up there and try it, but it does look a little challenging. Be something to do, definitely.
In a car and stood along the road and watched some of the guys come down there in the cycles, and they are going, crazy speeds, and they've got their friends out there with their GoPros and their cell phone cameras and all that stuff, filming them come around those curves and stuff, and some of them doing some really stupid stuff, but, some of them doing some amazing stuff, too.
Been riding that kind of thing since I was about 13 years old, and I laid down on a trail bike one time, and a Honda Shadow one time, and did older. That was a few years back, and I still got damage on my leg from that, so the older I get, the harder it is.
That accident over at Spartanburg, coming off the interstate, some car, they've closed it, they've redone the intersection now, but there was a car that merged in and forced me off into a patch of sand coming around a corner, and the bike just went out from under me, and man, it was rough.
Yeah, then the human body isn't meant to come in contact with the earth at 40, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. I'm happy that you survived it, and there's a lot of people that don't KF4NXY.
Yeah, I was pretty beat up, but came through it, repaired the bike myself, and put it all back together, and got back on that horse.
The kind of thing to do. I don't know what style bike you ride, but I ride the cruisers and the bigger bikes somewhat. Well, the Sportster I got's not dog really wanted the bigger bikes, but it'll come out of the hole pretty quick.
Towards like the touring type bikes, probably a medium to a little bit larger bike, I guess.
That thing sits so much, I'm having to work on it and try to get it back on the road. And next riding season, I'm probably going to sell it.
Yeah, I've never been one for, like, the crotch rockets or any of that kind of stuff. I don't really like to lay down when I'm riding, but I like to sit up straight and whatnot. So,
I've never had a crotch rocket. I really don't have any interest in them. Anyway, I'm going to get another glass of tea or something. Some of the other guys might be coming in a little bit. You have a good day. Good to talk to you again. KFR NXY, I'm clear.
KR4 GEG, clear.